Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner. Straight, Squire. You say the county seat paper wants to run a picture of me?
Yes, Lum. Just any little old picture that you have kicking around will be all right.
Oh, no. I'll have a new one took special with my chief's outfit on.
Well, it's really not that important, Lum. Doesn't mean that much.
Well, might not mean that much to you, Squire, but it does to me. Do you realize I'm getting famous over this Lumberger of mine?
Perhaps. You dig up some photograph of yourself, Lum, and I'll be back in about a half an hour to pick it up.
Well, I'll have one ready for you, Squire. You can depend on that.
Well, don't go to any bother now, Lum, because they might not even run it.
No, they'll run it. That's what they want, pictures of famous men.
Yes. Well, I'll be back shortly.
All right, Squire. Well, how do you like that, Abner? The newspaper wants my picture.
Yeah, I heard what Squire said.
And did you notice how jealous he was?
Jealous?
Just burns him up to have to send in my picture. this does my heart good.
Well,
he always thinks he's the only feller in Pine Ridge that knows anything. And he can't stand for me getting famous this way.
Yeah. I was just thinking, Lum, I ought to get my picture in there, too, though, long as I went in partnerships with you on this.
Oh, well, you're just partners in the restaurant, not in inventing the Lumberger. That was all my own doings.
Yeah, you just done it by accident, though, and I was here at the time helping you.
Oh, Squire, jealous is a green-eyed monstrosity. Oh, he practically hates and despises me now.
They all think I ought to get my picture in there.
No, Abner. What would they want with your picture? Who knows you?
Well, you know me. My woman, Elizabeth, she knows...
Well, here, we ain't got time to argue about anything now. We've got to get busy and get my picture took.
We do, huh?
Yeah. Tell you what, Abner. You call up Cedric and tell him to bring over his Kodak. And then call Will Spencer and borrow that flashlight contraption he's got for taking pictures indoors.
Indoors?
Yeah. Inside the house.
Oh, I thought you meant in a door.
I want this to be an action picture showing me standing right at the stove cooking up a famous Lumberger. Have my full cooking chief's outfit on, everything. Well, hurry up, Abner. Don't just stand
all
there.
Right,
call
all
up,
right.
Cedric.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And when you talk to Will, tell him that we want plenty of that flash powder. Now, Granny, this is going to be the biggest, brightest one picture that's ever been took. Hurry up, Abner.
Better stand just a little to the left, Lum. Can't see you through this little hole in the Kodak here.
Well, move the Kodak, silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. You sure now you know how to work that flash powder contraption?
Yeah. Will told me all about what to do. All right. Smile, Lum.
All right. How's this?
I said smile. You look like a jack-o'-lantern with your mouth stretched that away.
Well, I want to be known as the Happy Chief. Lum, the famous jolly cooking chief. Get across the idea that it's a joy cooking Lumbergers for my millions of satisfied customers.
Well, all right. It's your picture, I reckon. Ready?
Yeah, just a minute. Can you see the Lumberger in this frying pan I'm holding all right?
Let's see. I better tip the pan a little more, I believe. More than that.
How's that?
Little more now. Uh-oh. Yeah, pick it up. Put it back in the pan.
Well, it ain't going to stay in there if I have to tip the pan over that far.
No. Maybe you better glue it in there.
I doubt if glue will stick to it.
Well, nail it in. No, I guess the nails wouldn't go through.
My Lumbergers ain't that tough.
I mean the pan. Yeah, wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea. Maybe I can just stand up on the counter here and aim the Kodak down at you. That way I can get the Lumberger in the picture.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll get up there.
Yeah, let me get all my junk up here now.
Give you a kind of a bird's eye view. Do you think it looks good the way I got my chief's cap blouse clean over to one side this way?
Yeah, that looks
kind of sporty, ain't it? Rakish angle.
Makes you look like one of the seven dwarfs.
Seven dwarfs?
Yeah, forget which one now. Grumpy, goofy, dopey, one of them. All right, I'm ready. Get to grinning.
Yeah, how's this?
Steady. Here goes.
Well, wait, you forgot to set off the flashlight power.
Well, I'm going to do that next. Law me, I just got two hands. I can't do everything at once.
Look,
I'll get it.
Here, this ain't going to do no good. You have to have the flash powder same time you take the picture.
Well, you're going to have to get somebody to help me then, Law.
Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe we can just wait till Squire gets here. He said he'd be back over here after the picture.
I doubt if he'd help us. Not the way he feels towards me now. Oh, that man is jealous.
Well, who are we going to get? I ain't going to stand up here all day. Wait a minute, I don't... Hey, Doc! Doc Withers! Come in here a minute.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get Doc.
Hey, Doc!
Abner, are you sure you got enough flash powder in that thing?
Well, I'll put some extra in there. I'll put some more, though, if you want it.
Yeah, better. Want to make this good.
Somebody call me?
Yeah, Doc. Come on in here. I want you to help me take a picture of Long.
Yes.
They're going to run it in the newspaper on account of him being famous now.
Yeah, I wish you could saw Squire Skimp's face when he come in here and told me about it, Doc. See, he's the one that sent in the picture of the Pine Ridge pickups to the county paper.
Well, that's nice.
Here, Doc, you can get right up on the counter here with me, right on up here now. You can run the flash powder gadget here, this thing here, take care.
All right, yes.
Oh, this picture will be spread all over the Mena Evening Star.
Well, I'm taking it as big as I can.
I just have to hold this thing, huh?
That's all you got to do, Doc, just hold that. Have to stand up here so we can get the Lumberger in the picture, too.
Say, have you got enough flash powder in this thing, Abner?
Well, I think so.
Might put in a little more, make a good bright illumination. I had a friend in the photography game over in Mount Ida.
All right, get set now, Doc.
George Bernbolt. Nice fella. Brother of Emery Bernbolt. I think I told you about George, didn't I, Lum?
Yeah, I'm sure you did, Doc. Better hurry up with the picture. I want to have it all done time Squire gets here. I don't want to do nothing to get him no matter than he is already at me. He might not send the picture in.
Yes.
Well, you ready, Lum?
Huh?
Let's see if I got that Lumberger in the picture now. Yeah. Good thing he got your chief's cap on so they can tell which is which. Get set, Doc.
George was the one who was in my class at correspondence school. Worked his way through school with his photography work. Made the highest grades in our class. He now runs a bakery in Minot, North Dakota.
Yeah, you told us about that, Doc. Come on now, we better hurry this thing up.
Yes.
Well, I'm ready. You ready, Long?
Yeah. Just a second, though. Let me get my apron smoothed out. All right.
Doggies. Such a prime as Donna. Here we go, Doc.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, hurry up. I could paint a picture this quick.
Say, how about a nice group picture?
No, Doc. This is just supposed to be a me and a Lumberger.
Group pictures are nice. Make nice gifts at Christmas time.
Well, Christmas is over. All right, Abner, let's go.
Abner, why don't you get in the picture? I'll snap the photograph.
No, Doc.
Go ahead. Don't be bashful. I don't know why it is everyone is always so shy when it comes to photographs. Go on, Abner. Get in.
No, Doc.
Doc, I told you this is just supposed to be a picture of me by myself. The Lumberger King.
Yes.
Get the flashlight ready there, Doc. Just get it took.
I was just wondering if we need a little more powder with us.
Well, I doubt it. I put in quite a bit, and then you put in some more.
Well, we just put in a little more for good measure. I had a friend in the photography game.
Now, careful now, Doc. That's plenty of that powder. That's enough.
George Bernbolt.
Come on, fellas. If we don't hurry, Squire's going to raise the roof.
Well, come on. I'm ready.
Well, good. Steady now, Lum. Grin. That's it. Here goes now.
Hold it.
Now what?
You know, I think a more serious picture would be better, Lum.
You do, huh?
Yes. This is going to be printed in the newspaper, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I believe a serious picture would be better, Lum. You take the average run of pictures printed in newspapers, and they're generally serious.
Maybe you're right. After all, I am a big, famous man now. Important.
Or a good smiling picture might be good here. Let's try one like that. Come on, Abner. Hurry up. Squire will be here any minute. All right.
Well,
are you ready, Lum?
What order to be, smiling or serious?
Yes. You ready, Abner?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, how do you work this confounded flash thing?
Don't you know?
Well, I had a friend in the photography game, but I never was much of hadn't had it myself. Maybe I better put in some powder.
No, that's too much in there now, Doc. It's dangerous.
Well, here, Lum, I got back at... Well, for Pete's sake, haven't you got that picture taken yet?
Well, you see, Squire, we needed somebody to work the flash powder business there.
Well, if that's all that's holding you up, here, give it to me. I can work one of those things.
Squire, I don't know. I wouldn't shoot that thing off if I should.
Lum, I haven't got all day to wait for this. My time is valuable. Get your camera ready, Abner.
Abner, don't do it.
All right, let's go.
Well, wait a minute, Squire. Watch out.
Well, now I can understand why George Burnball gave up the photography game.